Officially in love with Michelle Bachmann, even if she's batshit crazy. Rick Smith. It's all brand new. I'm crazy
for you. And you know it's true. Yeah, I'm crazy for you. Oh, yes. I remember the good old days when crazy was fun. When the insanity was laughable and, well, they weren't anywhere really near the absolute power. And I got to wonder, in Minnesota, if Al Franken steps down tomorrow, will Crazy Michelle, will she make her way back into the national spotlight? Can you imagine that? Senator Michelle Bachmann? Let that sink in for a moment. Just let it sink in. Anyway, here to talk about what's going on in the world and the latest stories over at Raw Story, I've got Sarah Burris. So what's going on? How you been?
Good. How are you? How was your holiday?
Holiday was fantastic. One of those days where I didn't really do anything thinking about Trump. I didn't do anything thinking about politics. Spent time with the kids. Spent time with family. It was a good day.
Oh, awesome.
But again, the next day you come back and it's fire hose time. So here we are. Crazy moments. A week from today, the big election in Alabama. What are we hearing?
Oh, I think it's gonna be more. I mean, I wish it wasn't, but I agree with you. I think Alabamans have tuned out. I think the vast majority of the evangelical vote who stands behind this crazy guy are gonna show up and try and sell that to their own conscience. I don't see Doug Jones eking it out. I wish he would. I know a lot of people are putting a lot of time and a lot of money and knocking a lot of doors and making a lot of phone calls, and I want him to keep doing that, and I want to give him some hope. Like, maybe it could happen. Maybe someone, you know, will come to the polls and get a conscience, but I just don't know.
Now, I mean, it's one of these things where, you know, I'm hoping that the Republican Party comes to their senses because, you know, this is your soul you're talking about. I mean, you're basically selling your soul because, you know, I always believe there was like a line. There's only so low we'll go into the mud. You know, dead hookers, live boys, pedophiles, you know, those were like the third rails. You don't ever touch that. We're just, I guess, going head first into it. You got a president who's fully full-throated endorsement. The RNC's giving money. I guess we've delved right on by the muck.
You know, I think this is one of those things where the GOP is going to end up winning but losing in the end. This is going to be such a huge fundraiser for Democrats, for progressive groups, for women's groups, for the next, you know, 6 years if this guy's elected. They will have to wear this guy around their neck for 6 years. And if he gets reelected, they're still going to have to wear him around their neck. If more accusers come out, it'll continue to get worse. If, you know, some of these accusers start, you know, finding other things in other boxes that they unearth with his signatures on it, or notes or gifts or something that they find in, you know, their mom's attic, then this will continue to drip, drip, drip slowly for the next several years. And it will end up hurting the Republican Party. You know, Mitt Romney said it perfectly. You know, they're literally selling their souls, and they're doing it for literally one vote, just one vote in the Senate where they already have a majority. What are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, and look, you know, I was not a Mitt Romney fan, but I got to tell you, I'd vote for him in a heartbeat today.
Just, right, compared to the crazy?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, he seems so sensible. I mean, even Orrin Hatch at this point, like, you just wonder what the hell Orrin Hatch is doing. But you got to give it to Mitt Romney. He has actual principles behind him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, you throw Hatch out there, and the same thing with Grassley when his crazy comment about you're just going to spend it on booze and women and movies. Because there's so many people, you know, getting drunk and picking up hookers and taking them to the movies.
Right.
But
he does that anymore. I'm here to tell you.
You know, maybe he's just telling us what his younger years were like. I don't know. But, you know, here's the thing. There are people who've been whispering this stuff for years. You know, I have a very wealthy uncle who's politically way out on the extreme, and he's been saying this kind of stuff, you know, in for years. You know, this is country club talk that they now, I believe, feel emboldened to say out loud. You know, those lazy welfare people, you know, and just, well, they'll just spend that money on booze and women and movies and you know, get the, it's crazy to me. You know, those chip kids, you know, needing health care. It's wasted money.
It's so sad because I think it's a lack of compassion, a lack of empathy. It's people who have absolutely no idea what's going on in the rest of the country. They're so isolated and so jaded by their own lifestyle, by their own selfish needs and selfish desires, that they end up projecting them on somebody else. And the reality is that working families just want to be able to get by. They don't want to be billionaires. That would be awesome if somebody won the lottery, but they just want to be okay. They just want to be content. They want to know that their children will have a better future than they do, and they can't count on that right now. You know, something happened with the American dream where we lost that.
No, we didn't lose it. We didn't lose it. It was stolen.
Yeah, no, you're right. It was absolutely stolen from us.
And it was 2 a.m. Saturday morning. They stole another piece of it.
Oh, my God, I know. I mean, you were playing the ads about the estate tax. I mean, if you don't know how to get out of the estate tax, then I've got a bridge to sell you in Alaska. Because your lawyer sucks.
Exactly.
Most people can have a trust and funnel all of their property and everything into that trust, and you don't pay any taxes on that. Like, that's how that works.
Yeah.
Most rich people know how this works.
Exactly. I mean, it's insane. But what it is it's about making us stupid. And, you know, I said a while ago, and I actually said it yesterday as well, I would love to pay the estate tax. I would please let me pay the estate tax. And the reason being is it would mean that I'd have at least $5.5 million.
I mean, you're talking about the 1% here. These are the Donald Trumps of the world, and I can promise you, Donald, even if they hadn't basically eliminated state tax, even if they hadn't done that, Donald Trump still would not have any kind of estate tax passed on to his children.
Yeah. Again, I still want to see his tax returns.
Oh my God. Right.
I mean, at the end of this, I mean, all of this is just bizarre to me because this last election, again, I keep saying this over and over again, was just so strange in that, you know, just the most simple things weren't vetted properly in my view. And I would argue the news media had a big part of this, but also us. I mean, you know, I understand people are angry. I understand people are ticked off, working harder, longer, struggling to make ends meet. But this guy, you had to know, was going to only make it worse. And you look at this tax scheme, nothing but worse. And I asked the question, where are the Tea Party people? Where are the Tea Twits who are screaming, get your hands off my Medicare and taxed enough already? Where are they at now?
Well, I mean, honestly, I think they hitched their wagons to a bunch of people who are voting against them. I mean, you had this huge group of people for a couple of years who said, you know, we don't want to have deficits or I remember the signs people would hold up that said, get the government out of my Medicare. Well, now the government wants to get itself out of your Medicare. Congratulations.
Yeah, they're just going to get rid of your Medicare.
Now.
No, I mean, you're right. And look, you know, we've been looking at healthcare policies the last couple of days, and I'm of the mindset, why hasn't there been a revolution yet? Just over healthcare, because every policy is worse than the next. And you go, at some point, when do we say enough? Stop.
And it's got to be whenever they start cutting Medicare and Social Security and Medicaid. I have to believe that America will rise up and say, no, that's it. You know, that's the third rail and you're done.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. Because, look, I used to believe that there were, and I was talking about this earlier with Scott Dworkin, I used to believe there was that line. You know, again, back to the pedophiles and the Russians and all of the stuff that, you know, no one would go there. But we're there. And I just think of all the things that we as Americans have tolerated. And, you know, again, I fear that we would just be silent. Okay, there'll be some who they take Social Security, take Medicare. Eh, it is what it is.
Yeah, I feel like this is the new normal, that people are becoming complacent and that they're seeing all of these terrible things happen. And it's like every day is another disaster. Every day it gets worse and worse and worse. And I just have to think that at some point people are going to be like, nope, that's it. You know, they're going to reach the bottom and just be like, no more.
I hope you're right, because look, it just seems to me that we're just way too easily distracted. You know, the shiny thing over here, look, woo! And, you know, if it's not cakes, it's abortion, and if it's not that, it's, you know, it's immigrants. It's all of these things that they've thrown in front of us to, I mean, just to blind us into being stupid. And I look at, you know, I think the story you had written about an Italian immigrant who evidently plays Latino roles complaining about sanctuary cities. And I'm going, really? And he actually said, over my dead body will my city be a... Really?
He said this, and it's like right after Thanksgiving, when the entire story around Thanksgiving is all about the pilgrims emigrating to the United States and breaking bread with the Native Americans and coming to a new land, and that's pretty much his story, too. Like, he decided he wanted to be an actor, and his name is Anthony Sabato Jr. He came to the United States, was an actor, a model. He was on General Hospital. And now he's trying to run for office by being a right-wing nut bar and saying, over my dead body, will people come and be allowed to come into the United States like I did? Like, it makes me think of the guy who just slams the door behind you whenever, you know, he goes through it.
Yeah, but, you know, here's the thing. I mean, you stop and you think about, you know, as you said, the pilgrims came here. The Indians were nice and gracious. Sure, come on in. We'll help feed you. We'll take care of you. And then you gave us blankets with influenza, and you stole all of our land, and now you're even stealing more of it. You know, maybe they've learned the cautionary tale. Don't trust Americans.
You would think. You would definitely think. But
I don't know. I just look at all of this craziness out there, and it's just, you know, every day I wake up and go, let's see what kind of insanity can pop up today. And it's you know, I said this the other day to my daughter. You know, I'm like, you know, I pine for a boring day. I pine to be bored for a day.
Me too.
Do you remember those days?
I just need a break.
Those days where, you know, I'm bored. You know, today it's just not that way. Every time it's either, you know, propaganda Barbie with her nonsense or Donald Trump tweeting something stupid out, or, you know, down the line.
And if it's not happening at the national level, it's certainly happening at the local level or state level.
Oh, yeah.
There's no absence of crazy going on in the rest of the country.
Oh, you sure got that right. Yesterday here in Pennsylvania, we had a House Republican, Daryl Metcalf. I don't know if you saw this story, but evidently one of his colleagues reached over and, you know, just tapped him on the arm and said, hey, you know, what does, you know, sometimes you touch the person while you're talking to them, and he flipped out. I'm a heterosexual. I'm married. You go, Daryl, calm down. Take your medicine.
Dude, I mean, this guy has some serious issues if he needs to react that way just when somebody, like, casually pats him on the arm. Like, this guy needs to be in therapy and probably should start examining his own sexuality if he flips out that much. There's something going on there that he needs to examine.
That's exactly what I've said. I will not be surprised if you find the story of, you know, who knows, like Pastor Ted Haggard, we need to make, you know, gays illegal, caught, you know, sniffing crack off the backside of a male hooker. Down the line, all of these hypocrites. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit. And there's part of me that goes, you know, I want to be there so I can say no cake for you.
No, I hear you. I mean, I think these guys are just taking advantage of people right and left, and they're using things like the gays or the abortion to do it. I mean, that's the thing that really bothers me. And you talked about it a second ago. This is all about, oh, look over here, there's something shiny. And Donald Trump is one of the best people at that. Every time you see him go on a complete and total psychotic rant on Twitter, you know that something big is about to happen because he's trying to distract you from noticing it. Except now it's like, oh, well, Donald Trump's freaking out on Twitter, so we better pay attention and figure out who's getting fired tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good point. So was he having a stroke today?
He wasn't honestly, ever since we found out that Flynn flipped, he's been a little bit quiet. I mean, he had like one small freak out over the weekend, but for the most part, he's been pretty chill, and I'm waiting for some other shoe to drop.
Yeah.
We know that Donald Trump Jr. was testifying in Congress today behind closed doors. So you never know what he said.
Yeah, I can't wait to find out. I'm hoping that at some point we get to know everything that's in this investigation, because it's one of these things where I'm hoping that they pay for all of the things and all of the chaos and all of the trouble and all of the just assaults on our good conscience and our democracy and just down the list. I hope they pay for this.
That's the one thing that gives me faith in the country that we're still going to keep moving forward is I believe in the court system. I believe that Mueller will use the court system to do exactly what it's supposed to do, hold people accountable for whenever they commit crime.
Yeah,
and if that can happen to these people, then we know that nobody is above the law.
And that's the important part, at least to me anyway. Last thing I get to, there another one of these crazy right-wing Christian, I hate saying ministers or pastors or another crazy group. Evidently, another kid toucher. Am I getting this right?
It's a little bit weird. It's a foundation called the Todd Becker Foundation, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation reached out to us and said, look, we've got some really creepy photos on there that we've taken from their Facebook page. And it seems like there's a lot of strange intimacy that goes along with these witnessing incidents that they do with public school kids. Basically, they have they call them assemblies, but they're religious events where public school children are forced to go to the assembly and hear this completely indoctrinated brand of Christianity. And then have kids try and commit themselves to Jesus, which is all fine and good. But whenever they do it, there's a lot of like touching and it just looks bad. And so, I mean, we kind of talked about it in terms of this is happening in public schools, which is obviously publicly funded, which is a really big problem. But then when you start looking at these photos, like, God, that's a little bit creepy. And so we mentioned the photos briefly, and then all of a sudden, the group scrubbed all of the photos from their website and their social media.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, we were just saying, hey, this looks a little creepy, and they sort of reacted, you know, very quickly.
And now
deleted all of them.
And now it's really creepy. And now, again,
yeah,
now you could go, is this the Roy Moore syndrome? I mean, is this what they do? And sadly, I mean, a lot of these religious cults, it comes back to a lot of this stuff.
It does. And, you know, it makes me really uncomfortable to think about some of the groups that I grew up with. You know, I'm from Oklahoma, so we're talking about right-wing religious Southern Baptist Central. And
I'm sorry.
You know, I know, right? We all have our roots, our passion. This is where
I grew up Catholic, so, you know, I'm right there with you. Another reason I don't believe you ever put a religious person on a pedestal. You don't put anybody on a pedestal, but especially someone who claims their religiosity.
And I think, you know, it's just, I don't know if it's genuine care or concern. You really don't know, because all you get is a photo, and you see so many of these that it just kind of stacks up, and it's just like, yeah, this doesn't look quite right. This looks a little bit skeezy.
Yeah, this is one of those things where you tell the kids, there's appropriate touching, and then there's this. Don't do this. So why are they in the public schools? Because when you said public schools, I'm going, you know, I have all of the religious people I know go, well, you know, you can't talk, you can't religion and God and dogs, can't go church, go to school. I'm going, I think you're missing the joke, but this is why I don't think religion should be in public schools. I've always been a believer, if you want your kids to grow up with some religion, you know, take them to church. You want them to pray? Wake up 5 minutes before school, pray with them. Keep it out of the public schools, not where it belongs.
Exactly. I mean, I think about it like the right wing would lose their mind if this was a Muslim group going into schools and trying to do this. They would absolutely just die over this.
Now this Becker Foundation, where are they mostly centrally located? Where are they mostly at?
They're in 350 different school districts around the country. So they're kind of doing it by not necessarily by state. And they basically just go into these campuses, have these assemblies. They talk about Christianity. They minister to kids. They try and get them to be saved. A lot of it obviously is in the Midwest. because that's part of the culture, you know, that I'd certainly grew up with. But, you know, 350 different school districts.
Wow.
That's insane.
Oh, no. I mean, look, you know, the one thing that Christians are good at is organizing. I mean, you listen, they've taken over all of AM radio. They're taking over good part of FM radio. They're taking media by storm. I mean, they've got their own movie productions, their own books. They're really inundating our media with their message. I mean, you know, you got to give them credit, I guess, in being true believers and going out there and pounding the pavement. But it scares me when you have this kind of cult mentality.
And it's bought and paid for by our tax dollars.
Yeah, and that's the other part that just infuriates me. Look, I'm okay with you preaching from the pulpit as long as we do away with that whole religious deduction stuff. You want to give to the church? I'm all in favor of it. It just shouldn't be something we pay for. Sarah, I appreciate the time. Thanks for spending a little bit of your evening with us.
Absolutely. Thank you. This is the kind of church that I like.
There you go. Thanks so much, Sarah Burris. Raw Story, check out some of her work. Amazing, amazing work. Highly, highly suggest it. Let's take a quick break right back after this. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk.
Exposing that free trade is never free. The Rick Smith Show.